but only if you want to. And the how you can submit your question is questions at intelligent-infinity.com. That's questions at intelligent, I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T, dash infinity, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-Y, dot com. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Call with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Prudy. I'm glad you're here.
Hi, Hayes. Yes, I am here. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, everybody's rolling in now. Hi, welcome to the Wednesday Night Program. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Prudy.
Anybody else? And welcome to the call Wednesday night with You Have Questions and We Have Answers with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Would you like to say your name and location?
That was a long intro. This is Don in Northern Ohio.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Prudy. Hi, everybody.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to our VBS listeners. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and city?
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Hello,
Shirley. Everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hi.
Happy
Hi,
New Year,
you can take over if you'd like.
Okay. Thank you so much.
If you want. Only if you want to.
Welcome to those that just came on board. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome.
And Mary from Cincinnati. Mary Eileen from Cincinnati.
Welcome, Mary Eileen.
Welcome. Hi.
And more people have joined in. Welcome if you want to say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, this is Raiden from Sedona.
Welcome to you, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden. Hello, Raiden.
Happy New Year, Raiden.
Happy New Year, Raiden.
Happy New Year.
All right. Anyone else that wants to announce either name, location, or both? Feel free to push out. And of course, so we are live on BBS, Rudy?
Yes, we are.
All right, so wonderful. Good to be online in touch with those people who join in online. Thank you for being here, everybody. And we wait for Wim and Teddy to present themselves here shortly.
Say, Heiss, have you heard the story that there were a lot of aliens living in paradise?
I saw that, yeah.
Aliens?
So David Zoltok, right?
Yeah, probably.
That, you know, I don't know. You know, I saw that, the clip, the interview with, David. And, I don't know if that's the one. Welcome to the call, dear dog. What's your name?
Hi, Helen.
Welcome, Helen. It's quite a far out story, but David was saying.
I understand a word you said there.
I said it's a pretty far out story, what David was saying.
Right.
Is my line not so clear?
Not the first time.
No. Hey, Prudy, can you hear me clear, or is it gurgly?
You sound good. No, you sound very clear.
A little gurgly to me.
Slightly gurgly.
Right.
Could be worse.
Always be worse. Terry's not on yet, is she?
No, she's not here yet.
But it's us, Terry.
Pardon? I put an idea out there. Terry used to say she loved drinking chocolate milk. I don't know what kind of dietary restrictions she's on, but it seems like you could synthesize some kind of a chocolate drink that would be even more nutritious than chocolate milk, you know.
Welcome to the next person. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to you, Roger. Happy New Year.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Roger. Get some organic chocolate powder. I mean, a lot of people say chocolate and organic chocolate is like a superfood, some people say. That should be good for you. And then some kind of, even just water. I mean, you use water and like stevia as a sweetener. So you can avoid the sugar.
Or honey.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, honey is sugar, so. Carrie's
still good for you.
Not even for sugar. Yeah. If you're avoiding sugar, maybe not.
Stevia.
Yeah, as I said. Stevia. If you eat honey, you should eat raw honey.
Yeah, I eat raw honey. Organic raw honey.
No, honey organic. I guess the natural food they're eating is not organic.
Okay, I can tell you how it is. Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hello, hi, Terry. Happy New Year.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry, I was just talking about you. Your chocolate milk. You say you just like drink chocolate milk, right?
Yeah, I like chocolate milk, but I just went back to vanilla.
Oh. More people tuned in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Valerie from Livermore.
Hi, Valerie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Valerie.
Happy New Year.
Hi, Tony.
Happy New Year. And another person tuned in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
It's Helen and Bella. Bella's in the background, so I have to mute myself.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being there.
My pleasure.
I can't hear you guys very well, just so you know.
Can hear you.
We can hear you.
You got Q-tip? Do you have Q-tip?
Carriers.
What?
Welcome to the next person. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Who's greeting tonight?
Hi, Minderhouse.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, it doesn't sound like you.
I'm speaking through my cell phone right now, so that's probably it.
Mm-hmm. How's your new house?
It's, I'm so comfy over here. It's, a lot smaller than the old house. And, we're moving along, and there's still a lot of stuff to move, and, but I'm happy where I'm at.
Is Paradise letting people drive through now?
Oh, yeah.
And are there some businesses that are open?
There are some businesses open, yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's electricity some places.
Yes. And then you should see that the base camp, there are thousands of people working there. It's there's like a whole lit up city in the mountains where the base camp is for all the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's more than one base. Huh?
Are they camping out?
They're camping out, yes. Well, they're camping out, actually. But all the vehicles are there, so I guess so. I think they're staying there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lynn.
Mm.
I have a question for you. I had a question last week about the Dragon Dream, right? And I did not get to listen to the program. like looked on the archives, and right at the very end, it cut off before they answered. Went, no, no. So
you had a question. You had a question about the Dragon Queen.
Dragon Dream. I had.
Oh, the Dragon Dream. The Dragon Dream.
Yeah, right. And it cut off right before the end of the answer. No answer.
Now, did you listen? Did you listen on BBS to the replay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, get the replay from the Spirit Channel, okay?
Okay.
SpiritChannel.net, because that is recorded off the phone line, and I don't cut that off until we're finished. But BBS cuts it off when we ran over last week.
Oh, right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Great. Thank you.
So. Okay.
I have no recollection of what the answer was.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah,
Terry, what are you doing while you're channeling the answers?
Where's
your consciousness? Where's your consciousness when you're channeling?
It's a different part of my brain, and I don't have normal memory of it.
You just feel like you're
but
normal
where am
conscious.
I?
Yeah, you're like a normal consciousness, sort of? Or?
No, it's like I go with them wherever they go. You know, up in the sky or to New York City. And I try and be really invisible so I don't disturb anything.
I think I saw you one time, though.
Really?
Yes, this is Bonnie. I swear I thought I saw you peeking from behind something in my mind's eye.
That's where I usually am, peeking from behind.
And I thought for sure it was you.
Yeah.
We did have a few more people join in here on the call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie Dalton. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Oh, hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Oh, God. Debbie, your secret's out, you know.
What, the dolphin?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. That's nice, Wynn. Thank you.
Anyone else? Please say your name and location. Even if you're a shark or a whale. All right, then. And we are live on BBS. I thank everyone who is listening in for being here. And a Happy New Year to everyone.
You know, we get to know each other much better by coming on Wednesday and hearing how they answer the calls or the questions more than we could ever know on a personality level. You guys realize that?
Otherwise, when I emailed you again tonight about that question again, so just disregard that one, but read down farther about Orion, about somebody feeling homesick about Orion.
That was me. Who is that, Dave?
No, Dominanda.
Valerie.
Now, you know, according to the raw material, the Orions, you know about the Orions, right? No?
A little bit, yeah.
How do I say this, just in case you're an Orion? You know, they tend to be oriented towards service to self. And they're kind of warriors. But there's good Orions, you know. I've learned a lot about that. Because, you know, the higher forces don't make any judgments
about anybody. And,
aren't they Pleiadians?
Yeah. The Pleiades are right near the Orion. And that's where I feel like I came from, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Do you guys know that Subaru is the Japanese word for the Pleiades?
Mm-hmm. You know,
that emblem of six, five or six stars.
I might read this thing.
When do you want to start the recording?
I'm going to start, yeah. I'm just quickly compiling the questions, so I don't have to stumble.
Pretend we're not recording yet. Keep talking.
Pretend I'm not recording?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a fun conversation we're having over here.
We ought to have two recorders going, right? Yes. One a secret one. Yes. Of course, BBS is recording
true.
All this, you know?
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you're now public. Okay.
Government.
Do we have a lot of questions tonight?
We have enough.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 2nd, 2019, and Happy New Year, everyone who's listening on BBS and listening to our call, and this is our Wednesday night call where people submit questions and we give answers. If you're listening on BBS and you're not familiar with us, please consider for yourself asking a question, because it's kind of amazing what happens when you do. And it's an insight that is out of this world, to say the least. And we never know what they're going to say. But in observing people that have asked questions for years, they really do demonstrate their ability to look at you from a very high level and give insight to your issues. And on that note, Mrs. Winfrey and Terry Brown, and let's see if Terry's unmuted. Are you unmuted, Terry? Hello, Terry? We don't hear you yet. Hello, Terry? Terry goes very far out when she channels. And when she's not channeling, she's still far out. Terry, are you there? Calling Terry. I hear her screaming in the other room, so she hears me. What's the matter? You're not on the phone. Oh, okay. The truth comes out. She's in the bathroom. So she's moving back.
Gun guy Luis, Trump assassin, dead after Russian warning. He was at QAnon indictment, stored over 70,000 in 9/11 shock, reveal news release. Posted on Marcus at noon.com. By source of cough. Note, some words and or phrases.
Now, who is that?
Is approximations of Russian words or phrases having no exact counterpart. The jaw-dropping new Foreign Intelligence Service, FBI.
Muted.
All right. We are communicating with a conglomeration of two group souls. At least, that's what they say. The Elohim group and the Ra group. And they collaborate on answering questions
because they have a wider bandwidth. And Terry, are you here yet? Hello, Terry. On Whole Planet Healing tonight, I mentioned the other day Dan Winter, and I was going to get back to him. And he's one of these guys. He doesn't channel. I don't know how he gets his information. But he comes up with extremely far out things. And when I asked our sources, what is, you know, the percentage of accuracy of Dan Winter's information, they gave extremely high percentage. I was surprised. Over 90%, maybe higher. So, he talks about things that I've never heard anyone talk about in the depth that he talks about them. And he talks about Orions. He talks about Orion Queen. And something that I kind of knew, but I understood better after I read him, that the Orions... Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. I believe the Orions are the reptilians. And the raw material talks about them as a warrior race. And the Ra group doesn't go any further than that. Well, they do say other things, but what Dan Winter talks about is the Orion Queen, and that everybody kind of, they have, what's the word? A group consciousness, a telepathic group consciousness, but it's not positive because there's not free will. They have to follow the queen, and there's a hive word mentality. For it. A hive mentality. Hive mentality, and it's hard to imagine what that is. First time you heard it, hear it, but. We can try to understand it, right? So a hive mentality. What's a hive mentality, Terry?
Where all of the people are in the hive and they're all under the control of the queen or something like that. And so they don't have their individual free will and their mind just operates on automatic, depending upon...
Yeah, well, they get their energy in some kind of interchange with the queen. Kind of like the
yeah.
queen is everybody's husband, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the exchange of energy with the queen is what keeps them motivated. That's how I understand it. So, we are ready to start.
Yeah.
And Terry's not ready, so that's good.
No.
Father, Mother, God.
I'm never ready.
We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others,
honoring the law of one to join with us, we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything non-event nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We come to you this Wednesday, July 2nd, and we offer assistance wherever we are able. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. We are here for you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Thank you. First question is from let's see, whose question shall I pick here? How about, oh my God, everyone's doing such long questions. All right. Here is Janine Crossland. Now, where is her city? Okay, I'm going to ask a question before I ask Janine's question.
She's in Salt Lake, right?
That's what I thought. I thought it was Salt Lake, yeah. The question I'm going to ask is, I have some understanding of why astrology works, why tarot cards work, and why the I Ching works. And that is, there's correspondences between the various holograms of the universe and our present position in the universe. And so, since there really is no universe, there's just energies. And at the highest level, the energies are just around us that are the energies of the universe. But when you get correspondences between those energies, you can get understandings of how they impact you. You need to set up kind of symbolic references to the energies of the universe by some kind of random thing, like flipping of coins or pulling cards out of a deck, that everything has a correspondence. And are those correspondences, it seems like somebody made the correspondences up and put the energy in the symbols, and then the person who made it up was strong enough to make them stick. Is that anywhere near true?
When a person, say, with the tarot card, chooses the tarot card to turn over, there are predispositions in the time that connect the energy of the subject with the particular energy of the card. So the cards that are turned up have a particular relevance to the energy of the person who has chosen them. It then lays out the energy of the particular card, the relevance of the particular card to the individual
who has chosen the card, the one that is being read for. Ben?
The cards are symbols which represent holograms in the universe, energies in the universe. Who set up the symbol, the correspondence between the symbol and the hologram? It seems like...
The debringer through of the concept of the cards. And the cards are designed to represent, say, the tarot, the different situations a person finds themselves in, starting out in innocence and lack of knowledge would be the fool. Different cards connect to different situations these people, the population, the individual people find themselves in. And it gives a trigger to further information that can come in regard to the situation the person finds themselves in.
Okay. Why does numerology work?
The numbers have particular significance in spirit language that is relevant to the situation or the place an individual is at in their life. For instance, they are derived from places or situations in the universe, like one is in the manifest realm, and two, the manifest realm plus an individual, or the X in the world. Four is derived from a square, a four side, a building generally has four sides. And it took some people to build it. And so, four generally has something to do with building and the acts in the world and putting something together. Then add one more, and you have potential. Five. Potential six, fulfillment seven, abundance eight, the best of what is the acts in the world that have been honed in to make them possessed of everything. The numbers are built upon the basics of universal presence.
And the Elohim had said that the universe was put together with a lot of mathematical precision.
Yes.
And does numerology connect with that mathematical precision?
Yes, it does, but it gets very complicated and advanced beyond your calculus, beyond your geometry, and in connection with multiple dimensions working together due to frequencies, building upon frequencies, and sharing the same space so that the different realms can share the same space and have their boundaries that other spaces do not have entry.
Thank you. So here's the question. And I asked all, let me just go back to the question now. No, I can't find the question. Let me see him. Okay. This is from Janine Crossland in Salt Lake City. I've been looking into my numerology chart lately. I'm trying to understand some things in it. It says that my core numbers from my name are 7 expression, 5 heart desires,
and
11.
You're taking up 7 what?
Expression.
Expression?
Mm-hmm.
7
that's
expression.
That's what she's saying.
Okay.
She says that my core numbers from my name. In other words, she's worked out numbers from her name are 7 expression, 5 heart's desires, and 11-2 personality. 1-1 is 2. I kind of understand the 7 and 5 numbers, but what I'm wondering about is the fact that it says that because I have all the numbers 1 through 9 in my chart, that I don't have any karmic lessons. I know in this life that I've got to learn with every step, not knowing, but going anyway. Is this why? Could you help me understand why I'm quiet, even when I want to say something, but my voice doesn't just come out? Is that part of my numerology chart as well? Thank you so much.
You see, it is much more than your numerology chart. You mentioned 11. Which reduces the 2, which is the manifest realm, and that you are quiet, and because you hold back on saying something, you take a look at who, when we see it is manifest, to is manifest in the physical. And so it is holding back in your presenting manifestation in the physical in the way of speaking. We have a concept that when you are ready to say something, you want it to be really on track significant. And we asked you a question. Are you in the space of time that you're holding back? Are you checking your answer with what may be in the physical realm? So to make sure that what you say is significant and relevant, and you hold back rather than just saying it, to make sure of yourself and to set your track to be sure-footed in your progress of manifesting in words in the physical or everyday life.
When one tries to define themselves by numerology or astrology, it seems to me that that can be a limited way of defining yourself, because it doesn't take into account the fact that you have higher frequencies than that in your system. And
it
that,
is a limited way of looking in that. Both in astrology and numerology, it is a lower level manifestation or agreement with the system that you are really higher than. And therefore, or when you get to be able to be your own true self, you go beyond the limits of numerology and astrology. You do not need to be bounded by it.
That's exactly what I thought, or what I, that came to that conclusion a long time ago when I did astrology. Okay? Thank you.
You are very big being.
Thank you. Well,
we met Janine.
You meant Janine.
Did not comment on you.
I never get compliments like that. Thank you. All right. But I think this is important for everyone. And, you know, you can use certain things like astrology to learn about ways energies conflict in your body, ways they work together in your body or in your system. But the most important things are not defined by astrology, like your integrity. No matter what your chart is, you could be in and out of integrity, or you could be in and out of wisdom. Astrology doesn't talk about your level of wisdom. It doesn't talk about your level of spiritual connection, from my perspective, from what I've learned about it. And two people could have the same charts and have those aspects different, and they would be different people. Okay? So, next question. Am I correct on that?
You are.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to make sure I asked. Okay. Now, we have here from Jim Blayhut in Medford, New Jersey.
Yes.
An idea came to me. It is easily understood but more difficult to apply. An analogy was provided comparing an unawakened individual to a dormant seed. The seed without willful voluntary intention begins an automatic process of germination when exposed to water. All information is already contained within, but only dormant for a time, and then it's accessed. Comparatively, in the spiritually unconscious individual, a similar dormant quality resides within, needing only to be catalyzed. The awakening process that follows can and often should take place without a conscious knowing or any outside influence or instruction. Seeking to facilitate such an awakening in others, please share subtle yet effective examples of catalysts and analogies analogous of the water to the seed. Okay?
When the child is born, it has within it a seed of many possibilities. And the parents and the teachers all have the ability to awaken the interest of the child, the interest in art, the interest in speech, the interest in family life, the interest in walking. What they are exposed to then can begin to develop individuals are many faceted and can develop along more than one line depending on the interest they are exposed to. For instance, a child, when they are given a set of crayons, they then color in within the lines and without the lines, coming outside the lines, they may begin to develop based upon their unique personality and their unique interest. They may draw elephants or palm trees, or they may draw houses or mother figures, depending upon what has begun to develop within them. The child, in its unique ability to branch out and to learn and to be creative, is one example of the seed awakening.
I disagree with something Jim said here, okay? He said the awakening process that follows can and should take place without a conscious knowing or any outside influence or instruction. I don't think that's accurate, because when a child comes into the world, and they are a seed, they're exposed to all kinds of different things. And
depending upon their past also.
Right. And they become interested in things, and that things they choose to look at and be interested in are the things that are outside themselves that start to awaken what's inside themselves.
Or they are inside themselves and they choose that to awaken
that is already within themselves.
Right. So to say that without conscious knowing or any outside influence or instruction doesn't seem accurate, because I can say from my own experience.
You may be looking at the child's ultimate potential without trying to influence and direct their direction, but wishes to awaken from the depths of the child what would be their true creative self.
Okay. I just say from my own experience, I seeked a lot of things outside myself, and all kinds of things helped contribute to my own awakening that were outside me, and that if I didn't have those things, if I didn't find those things, I don't think I would be who I am today. Okay? There were many choices I had in my life. I could have been an electrical engineer living in Philadelphia and having dinner with my family every Friday night and having a wife and children. And, you know, at the time, that's what I thought I was supposed to do. And it was the things that I found and my curiosity that kept me from committing to that kind of life. And next question. My wife and I both saw white light sparkles around me while I was discussing being homesick when I think about Orion. Can you tell me
Dharmananda.
Right. Can you tell me what the lights were?
And they both saw the sparkles? White light?
Both saw them, yes. Light. Yeah. That sounds like grace energy, doesn't it?
It could be grace energy coming in. But there are other things that it could be, in that they are looking towards a home universe, when individuals are brought to attention in the density, in as a spirit form, there is sometimes a white sparkle light. And you might pay more attention if it happens again to see if there is any words that those white sparkles are connected with, like home, queen, what's going on in your mind when you observe the sparkles. It's interesting that both of you observe the sparkles. It may be that you mean that you have been together before. And the white sparkle could be a sort of a home beacon. Pay attention and see if there's any other circumstances when you see that or any words that occur. Like when we say the word home, home, is there any transportation within your mind to an area that is position. It is a good starting place to learn more about you and your past and your travel.
Thank you. Let's see if we can fit one more question in. We have a short question here. Helen asks, my question is, if I have low white blood cell count, could this possibly be from exposure to my dog Bella's medication? That's an anti-reaction dog